So, Marie, thank you for inviting me to your gallery, one of two galleries that you have, and talking to us at Spotlight on Brittany about your exhibitions and about your art.
You're very welcome.
The exhibition's ongoing here?
It just started. Actually, I am making a retrospective show of my mother's painting. My mother was a painter. First she was a hairdresser, then she became a painter. And she bought this watermill, which is in Buzy. So she really wanted to paint and have a kind of little peaceful harbor. And they bought here with my dad. They renovated it just after the Miller. And this is where I grew up. And I have been looking for a big, big place to show all her works, because I have like 300 of her paintings. My mom died in 2007. And I wanted eventually to exhibit in the castle of Rouen in Pontivy, as we did a together show in 2004, mother and daughter. But unfortunately, it's in renovation. And then I thought, okay, I have this place. It's not super big, but if I organize the exhibition in four seasons for different exhibitions, then I can show most of her works. So I decided to use the main house to show the biography, where I settled a little hairdresser shop with original items on all her life. That's what you can see behind you. And then in our workshop, first workshop and second workshop, we settled the exhibition, and the first season is mostly about flowers, because that's what she started to paint on.
Right. Tell me, you've also got another gallery, which is where I met you the first time with your own paintings.
Yes.
And that's not so far from here.
No, that's 5 kilometers from here. It's an old school building. I've been very, very spoiled as an only child. So my mother acquired that house in 2000, and as I lived in Amsterdam, I guess she wanted me to come back to Bretagne, which eventually I did. So yes, I live in that old school building, which is really perfect for me, because there is a big atelier, there is a place where I live, there is another spot that I use as a loft and as an exhibition room, and there is old playground, which I transformed into a room, quite a big room, where I can have exhibitions, concert, theater play, and I organize those events a few times per year.
Right, and so you have exhibitions how often there?
I would say 3-4 times per year.
Okay, and you invite other artists to exhibit there?
Funnily, I did. I organized once a very nice show about trees. So I invited people I knew from around here, sculptors, photographers, painters, textile makers. And weirdly enough, it was not a success. I only sold one very small work. And I realized that having shows where I show only one person is much more appreciated than showing a lot of people.
Right, right.
So I prefer to show one person than mixing everything.
And so tell us about your history. You said you lived in Amsterdam and you've been a painter all your life.
Yes, actually, I think I grew up in it, because my mother was painting at the mill where we are now, and I could see her working every day. So she taught me a lot about, not how to draw, because we have a very different style, but about colors, about the intensity of colors, about the line, how to define various lines. It's like you can have a very dry line, but you can also have a very sensible line, very irregular. And I think it's the same with music. You can use one instrument in a very dry way, but then you can also use it in a very modulated or fine changing way. And that's something important.
She taught
me.
Pass it on to you, yeah.
Yes.
And so how did you start? Where did you start painting? And
okay, very simple. I was studying textile design in Paris in National Applied Art School, Olivier de Serres. That was in the 90s. And in 94, I got my diploma, spent my holidays in Bretagne, and then I had to find a job. So I went to an international textile design meeting in Paris, and there I met some Dutch people, showed them my stuff, and they asked me, do you want to work with her? I have a trying for a month and a half in Amsterdam. And I didn't think, I said yes. So in September, my mother and my boyfriend at that time, they brought me to the bus, the famous Eurolines, with my three luggage, and off I was to Amsterdam. And the funny thing is that this job lasted 1 week. I was fired. Not because I had never worked, I didn't speak Dutch, I was discovering Amsterdam, never been there. I was 23, so I was alone in Amsterdam, knowing nobody, and I decided not to say a word to my parents. So they didn't know I was fired. And the night I was fired, I met a guy in a cafe, a musician, a street musician, who heard my conversation with a girl I was eating with. And he said, look, if you like, I have a room for you. In exchange, you will just clean my apartment. And he asked his girlfriend if it was okay. And it was okay. So the same night, I had a little room in a lovely area, which is called the garden. And so I stayed. Still didn't say a shit to my parents. They didn't know I was jobless. And so I had a place, and I started going in the little cafes in the area. And there I met the owner of a restaurant, which was called The Frog, The Kicker. Well, you know, I'm French, I'm a frog, which was quite kind of funny. And his restaurant was quite bare, but decorated with bas-reliefs, some kind of bas-relief sculptures in the ceilings, decoration from the Galerie Lafayette in Paris. Mm-hmm. And he gave me blank card to do the wall decoration in the Art Deco style. Mm-hmm. And this is how it started. So I started painting then, and I had a job doing that decoration.
Yeah.
And I met a gallerist 1 year later, with whom I worked 25 years.
Yeah, wow.
So, yeah.
So, okay, and so you came back to Brittany when?
That was a bit more sad, because I was for 13 years there in Amsterdam, living a very happy, partying, working life, meeting a lot of people from everywhere. And my mother, unfortunately, had a cancer. And of course, I knew it. I would come back every two months to see her, to see them. But then my dad asked me to definitely come back because he couldn't care for her.
Right.
So I just rented a big truck, put all my stuff and came back to the school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was in 2006.
Okay.
And then my mother passed away in 2007. And then I had the choice, or I could go back, I still had a flat in Amsterdam, or I would stay in Bretagne. Well, actually, I felt quite happy in my house, and I didn't want to leave my dad alone. So I stayed, and I don't regret my choice at all.
So this exhibition runs until your mother's work
The exhibition started on 19th of October and will end on the 19th of December.
Okay. Great. So we'll put some information on the website for how to get in touch with you, your website.
Yes, presumably. I will welcome people every Sunday from 3:30 till 6:30.
Okay.
The public, so it's open to the public. People can call me.
Yeah.
Also, if they want to visit privately, on appointment.
Okay. So, and what's next for your own work and your exhibition?
I have no idea yet. I've been working so hard. It took me really, I would say, 6 months of heavy work to clear, choose the pictures, clean the paintings, settle everything. And I have to say, I couldn't do it alone.
No.
All my friends, we were like a team of 7 people. They all helped me really a lot to have this ready. So I've not been into my own paintings for 6 months.
Right.
So for the moment, I don't know. It starts to be itchy. I need to draw. I'm going to start.
Okay.
But as I use Facebook quite a lot, you will see.
Okay, so we'll put links for that so people can keep track, because your work is amazing. I've been a big fan of your work for a long time, as you know.
That's very kind. Thank you.
And I was very interested to see your mother's work, which is, as you say, completely different. But it's very interesting, as you say, that your mother instilled in you some guiding principles for your art that's helped you create the work that you do. So thank you very much, Marie, for talking to us.
Thank you to you, Simon. It's great. Thank you.